القرآن.
You mentioned that there was an old town hall before the present town hall.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It was, and Mr. Lavery was the last regal council when the new one was built.
Mm-hmm.
And he built, he bought the building, and he built the house next to the fence, east of the bank,
mm-hmm.
and the barn was behind us.
Well, what happened to that old town hall? Did they tear it down or did it burn?
Yeah,
well,
and Mr. Lavery bought it and used the lumber for to build this house and barn behind it.
I see. So the old town hall just wasn't big enough anymore, is that?
No, it was big. Old houses.
Just a small building.
It was old and new.
Yeah.
Something new.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing but that house there.
Mm-hmm.
There was many houses behind it, early. And Tom Glendinning lived in the next big house.
This is where his cellar renting would have been?
Yeah. Yes. And then there was the driveway up to the little farm on the St. John's. Old Rath, and that was his family were Mrs. Shallon and Miss C.T. Williams,
mm-hmm.
and Miss Duffer Oliver and his relatives,
yeah.
and Phil St. John,
mm-hmm.
that's his family.
I've always wondered about that big house where Billy Urema lives now. You know that house, Mrs. Miller?
Edna Fogg. You wondered about Edna Fogg's house. Edna Fogg.
Oh, yes. Well?
That's quite a lovely old house.
Yes, I remember when that was built.
Yeah.
Yes, well, Then Phil St. John built that house at nice Crossville Lane, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then in time...
Maybe the old Eads house, but I know it as it. Yeah.
And then there was two other houses there, and then the Ford house.
That's right, yeah.
And then the Ford house is quicker. That's quite the nice house in town.
Yeah, it's a lovely old house.
Uh-huh. And then they...
Do you remember who built the Fogg house?
Tom Fogg himself.
Oh, I see.
They were going out of business.
Mm-hmm.
I think... Weren't they in the hotel business?
Yes, they were in the... They were from the Nebesley house.
Oh, I see.
That's why...
That's where she was raised.
Mm-hmm.
And then across the road from that was the old, I think, his teachers lived there now. That was the last house on that side of the road. It was built there by the bakers. There was two main ladies. Susie and Nova on the baker, and they built the house on the farm, on the corner of the farm for them.
They related to, Robert and...
John Baker and Peter and Sam. in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And they had farms. Well, that's a bit, it was small
yeah.
farms, but well, then James Brother lived on the corner. That was an old, a little old house. And then down there turns
Blacksmith
shop.
I remember that. That's where Brian kept his trunks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's
mm-hmm.
it. That used to be a
blacksmith
shop.
Mm-hmm. And then I told you the other thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, this stone one. And another thing of interest, the house that the Dr. Whitman's house, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That at one time was a Presbyterian house.
Was it?
And the Anglican rectory was across the road, and the Methodist parsonage was down across from where Margaret Marks used to live.
Halfway down the hill on the same side this way.
Oh, who is it?
I don't know who lives there now, but that's where Cecil Realization is.
Next to Ann Mills.
Oh, yeah, right down the hill, yeah. Sure.
Oh,
yeah.
That's where I live.
Yeah, beside Dale.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
Dale St. John. Yeah.
Yeah,
when I was a kid, that's where the dungeons was there. He was the Presbyterian. Oh, he wasn't in church. But he lived there.
Now, you mentioned a house across from the, from what I know as Doc Woodman's building.
Yeah.
To the east of it, I think you meant, across the street. What was that again?
The Anglican Rectory.
That was the Anglican Rectory. Is that right?
Yeah, well, they just sold that, haven't they? They just sold that, you see. The Anglicans have...
Oh, yeah, that was for quite some time.
Yeah, but you've had it within the last, what, 10 or 15 years.
And
well, am I thinking of the right building then?
You know where your grandmother used to
yes,
live?
Yeah.
That was right there. It was Anglican Rectory.
Oh, right there. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay.
She said across the road,
but
it is across this way.
Yeah, yeah.
Across. I was thinking east.
Yeah.
Okay. And that little house wasn't there at all.
No.
And there was the barn. And the barn was faced this way. And they turned that barn into a dwelling, the Tokers.
Mm-hmm.
And,
what was on the corner?
Yes. And another thing, going around the corner and going back to the bank, there was a place there when I was small, it had a storefront. It was a store at one time, but it had a storefront. And Mrs. Watson, that was Mrs. Toker, Mrs. A. Toker's. Mother, well, the Leslie shop there,
mm-hmm.
and above that was the Orange Hall. The Orange Hall had their meeting place up there, and later they had in the Dr. McDonald's block, they had the library was up there. Once down there, the library was up there in the doctor's lodge above, and he went up the stairs from the west, and on this side on the corner, the doctor had two private offices. On this side, he went this way into a kind of a square place, and the library was there. And then you went on, and there was the odd fellows had a hall there.
Mm-hmm.
And you went the other way, and the orange one had a. And then there was over the over that furniture storm. Undertaker goes up. He lived up there, and then to another building at the east.
So the library would have gone up in the fire, did it?
Oh, yeah. Well, it was a library. No, not there.
Oh, not there.
And then it was there then.
Oh, I see.
It moved it up to the town hall.
Oh, so when the town hall was built, the library went there, did it?
Well, oh, no. Not very straight.
No.
The library went, I don't know when the library, they made a little room, and they had the library there for a long time, and then they built the library.
Yeah, well, I remember the little room in the town hall.
Oh, that's where the library was, yeah. It was there for a long time, because Mona St. John used to look after it, and Becky looked after it, so it was there in the hall for ages.
Yes, there for a while.
Yeah, before the building.
Yeah.
And then down east, down the Folk Street east, as George Cady built a blacksmith shop right at the house, just very close to the house there, and. Later in the years, he moved it down to the Bounty Book, he lost.
Mm-hmm.
And Robert Doble lived in the house next, and he had the farm that run back down to Diggers for more, that run back, and there was, our house was the last one north of the bank. And then there's farmland.
It was all farmland,
yeah. And it came right to Robert, and Double Street wasn't there.
No.
I think Double Street was opened, in the early 1900s.
Mm. Do you remember when the United Church manse would have been built then?
Yes.
Was that built as a manse to begin with?
Yes.
You know, was it?
Yes. That was the... the manse was built the same year as Frank Doble's house, and that was about 1901.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Peckover was the first Presbyterian minister to live in that house.
Mm-hmm.
And then, before that, the Doble Street was built there, and all those houses. There was only Elma Street only went as far as I don't know who lives there now. Well, let's say Derwitz.
Mm-hmm.
Where Sam Miller
sits? Oh, no. That's up this way. Where the Pearl Miller is.
Well, that's what I mean.
Oh, yeah, I remember where Pearl Miller
is. Well, that's
the last house. And that's the foundation was there.
Is that right?
And that Elmer Street, that part of Elmer Street, was a given street. It was as wide as, it's just a laneway. An opening for that farm.
Right. Do you remember, were there any businesses down on the highway at that time, down near the co-op or where the service stations are?
Yes, they had the mill. There's still down there.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think that's the only business.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, it was right down at the coming up the front street.
Mm-hmm.
on this side of the highway, the old highway was known as the Center Road.
Mm-hmm.
And it jogged down to Sunderland, Winter. And there, right there, there was a lumber business of some kind. And
so that would have been west of the railway station then, I guess?
Yes.
Moving up the hill?
The railway station was on this side.
Yeah.
And the mill was on this side. And then the what we call the powerhouse. It was, I don't know what it was, I guess it was in connection with the mill some way.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put in all about 1900s, they put in a plant that run the hydro.
Oh, yeah.
And we had street lights. We never had street lights before that.
Mm-hmm.
And
Do you remember what year roughly that would have been when the first street lights were turned on?
Well, it was 1901 or 1902.
Is that right? Yeah.
Dole's moved down in 1902, and I think the lights were there then, because before that it was always dark, and we just go and play under the. Under the corner light in the evenings.
Where was that located? What corner was that of being at?
Which?
The corner light? Where was that located exactly? Which corner?
Oh, every corner.
Oh, yeah, every corner you mean.
Yeah,
I see.
That's right at the north of the bank.
Yeah, there. Oh, I see, right at your house then, almost, yeah. Yeah. So they didn't string lights all the way down the road, then they just had them at the corners, basically.
Well, no, they had them at intervals.
Oh, did they?
Not too close.
Not as they do
at
now.
First.
So.
And I don't think they had any light in the houses until later.
Right.
Maybe then the stores. I forget about that. I remember most of them were street lights, and they were turned on about. 6 o'clock, and they were turned off at 11 o'clock.
Oh, is that right?
You had to be in off seat by then.
So was there a local police officer in those days that used to...
Well, constable.
Yeah.
We had Gus Doyle. We had Gus Doyle when I was a kid. I don't know who before that.
Well, I forget about them. I didn't have much to do with them.
Why not? That's good.
I was a good girl.
That's good. Do you remember going on any trips back in your childhood? Did you ever take the train into Toronto? Or?
Not when I was small.
No.
But we used to go, a common thing was to hire a bus. They had delivery. They had big buses that would hold 14 or 15, and it was run by a team, of course. And we take a Sunday school and go back to Beaverton for picnic.
Right, up to the lake.
Those.
Was the horse drawn? Was the horse drawn? Was it drawn by horses?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, oh.
Horse drawn bus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was. I wonder if some of them had a band, a brass band, and a wonderful one. Leighton had a band too at the same time. And I think Jack Kitt was the leader of our band. And a man by the name of Heatley, Oliver Heatley, from the Leighton band.
Mm-hmm. So they play at all the special occasions then?
Yes, they always have the band at fair, you know, have the band any special occasion.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember too, when election time came, you know, Thunder at one time was so conservative. There was only two or three youngsters, liberals, who went to school. Mm-hmm. And believe me, they didn't have a leg of riding. And they went to school.
Is that right?
Well, the election was on. Well, then, there was a man by the name of W.A.J. Coyle, who lived in Cannington. There was another sheriff who lived in Uxley's. And they were both conservative. And when they get in, they generally came to Sunderland by train. And they'd go down and they'd take this, they had carriages then with a place for the driver and the seat behind. And they'd take one of those and just put a long rope on it. And they'd have, a dozen or more towels and tubes.
Mm-hmm.
And they carried torches.
Oh.
And then they beat the train. And I remember the first year the hotel was opened. I think it was Mr. Sharp got in from Oxford, and he came in and he spoke from a little balcony at
the hotel
at the Bush House.
Right. Is that right? So the election campaigns were pretty interesting.
Oh, Lord. You can call them cops. You're about there now.
But so did the candidates come to the town hall to speak at public meetings and that then,
yes.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And did they have a parade afterwards when they got in?
Oh, they just up from the station.
Oh, I see. All these men told them. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you remember when the first cars?
Yes.
Motor cars came to
Sunderland. E.G. Williams owned the first car that was in Sunderland, and when he came down the street, the horses would be. He wasn't in that direction.
So who was Mr. Williams then? Was he a fairly prominent chap in town?
He was a veterinary. He and Dr. Lavery. That was Dr. Williams and Dr. Lavery. They were vets.
Right.
And they worked together. Yes, they were. And he had the first. And then there was Mr. Hamilton in the jewelry store. He had the first one she's at the back.
Oh, yeah.
What did he call him?
Rumble seat.
Yeah, Rumble seat. And that was, I had a ride in the Rumble seat of that. That was the first car ride I had.
Mm-hmm. I guess they wouldn't be able to travel very far, though. The roads wouldn't have been that good at that time, were they? Or could they drive along the concession roads?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
But, be careful.
Yeah.
The roads were high, and the ditches were.
Yeah.
And at first, you just drove in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
It was your car away and jacked it up for the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Because you couldn't get through. There was no snow clouds.
Yeah.
You couldn't get through it was fun going for a cover ride then.
Mm-hmm.
Not much fun for me, but you were on the road, and then you come to a bad place, you go in the ditch, go in the field, and run the field, then fall on the road again.
So you remember when they first started selling cars in Sunderland Mill?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Who was the first car dealer in town? Do you remember that? Probably one of the garage owners, was it?
Yes. T.C. Miller was one. He was Crow Miller's brother.
Right.
Oh, I forget to put
it. Yeah. Well, do you remember when John L. Gordon started selling cars?
Yes.
Was that quite a long time after, perhaps?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. He was up the other end of town.
Yeah. He came right from Wilmington over to Sunderland and had a garage?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was born in Sunderland, and your grandmother and grandfather lived next to my mother and dad in Wilmington.
Oh, is that right?
And Howard and the whole three of the kids were born over there.
Right.
And I can remember my mother saying that any time she wanted to find my dad, he was always in next door with the kids, playing with the kids. So that would be, and I was born in the end of 17, and they came to town maybe in 16 probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
So your mother and dad came right along at the same time,
yeah.
Your grandmother.
Yeah.
So he would probably have started selling cars shortly after he came to town.
Yeah.
The first person I remember selling or having a car was Dr. Bryant, and he lived next to me, Roberta Thomas.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he was also a veterinarian.
Right.
Yeah.
And he was an old man, sort of, when the cars came along,
mm-hmm.
and he used to get my dad to drive them.
To his appointments.
To his appointments.
Right.
After my dad got so that he wasn't working, he wasn't
yeah.
in very good health.
Yeah.
And he used to drive Dr. Bryant's car for
him. Is that right?
And I can remember, it was an old, remember, you know what I mean? It was like a T, Model T.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first person I can remember having a car, like before we got a car.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you something else. Your grandmother. Her mother was Carl McKenzie. I imagine her name was Caroline, but they called her Carl McKenzie. And she was some relation. I don't know how it was, but she was from the mothers. And they used to come out to our place, and we had a big time.
How many churches were in Sunderland?
Oh, four. There was the Baptist Church, the Presbyterian Church, the Methodist Church, and the Anglican Church, and Rome's, and there was the Catholic Church.
Right, yeah, the first Catholic Church was Romanton. It wasn't
yes.
north of Sunderland, was it?
No. Yes. And where the cemetery is.
Yeah.
How many times do you go to church on a day?
Me? Oh, I never miss church much. We were brought up to go to church,
mm-hmm.
to Sunday school and to church. And while I was home, they looked for me to do that, everything they did.
Mm-hmm.
And after I came, when I went to the farm, I didn't get to church too often, not as often as I'd like.
Mm-hmm.
And after I came back, I went to church, and I didn't miss too many Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed my work there.
Mm-hmm.
And they built now in behind the old church. They built a lovely new parish hall or a church hall. And it's really a credit to those, a little band of people who stood together and worked hard. They got help, but they worked for it.
Now, what church is that?
The Anglican Church.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. A lovely
hall behind them. It's all finished.
Is it finished now?
All finished.
Oh, wonderful. The church finished. Mom was telling me she said the old one. That's right. Do you remember very much about the Sunderland Fair back in your childhood days?
Yes. Oh, that was a big affair.
Yeah.
Yes. It was in the, it was held in the, this agricultural hall. And you came in the front door and it was high, you know, with the, a board floor.
Mm-hmm.
And then you went down a couple of steps into the, and it was a dirt floor.
Mm-hmm.
And it had tables of sorts along each side. It was just, there weren't tables, they were just built on like. And
now, where was that agricultural hall located? Is
right where the arena is now.
Where the arena is now.